What in the world is a draft and stash? What is good? Welcome in. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour, the Friday Eve edition of the Barn Social Hour. Happy Thursday, everyone watching and listening. As I said at the top of the show, what in the world is a draft and stash? If you've been living under a rock, and had the reaction that I did last night when I was watching some of the NBA draft, if you keep up with that, and saw that Auburn's very own Narcisse Ngoy was drafted by the LA Clippers. And I'm like taken aback about had a heart attack thinking like, no, thanks. That's wrong. I was thinking I was like hallucinating. Something was up, but Graham kind of explained kind of what happened last night.
Real quick. I want to kind of, talking on like your reaction as well, it made me think of what you're just saying, like the and people might not know this is, but the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's sitting down on like a chair and he's like pointed to TV, he's like what
oh
like,
yeah what? From yeah, that's from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Is that from Once? Yeah that's what I thought.
He's like that's me because they're watching like I think it's like Bounty Law or something like that that he's in.
Yeah. And so that reminds me, I was like, everyone's seeing their TV last night, it's like what did they just say? Did they just say his name? Yeah. So clearly, Narcisse Ngoy was drafted last night by the LA Clippers. I think we were all like, what's happening? What? That wasn't supposed to happen. Because we never heard about anything about Narcisse going through the draft process. Because he didn't. He didn't go through the draft process, didn't go through the combine, didn't talk to teams really, didn't meet with anybody, no workouts, nothing like that.
I was like, he didn't work out for anybody.
No, his whole plan all along was, all right, I'm going to Auburn. I was like, cool, that's the plan. So yeah, so he gets drafted last night by the Clippers. Still shocked to everyone, and finally we learn things start coming out. He's like, all right, this is a new thing, and I'm pretty sure last night was the first time it's happened, and I think we'll see this more and more frequently now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But it's basically called what people are now calling is a draft and stash. So you draft a guy and you stash him away. You basically, the Clippers now own the rights to Narcisse Ngoy. So they, once he finishes his time at Auburn, from what I've understood is he'll just go straight to the Clippers.
Which is cool. Because, I mean,
yeah, I think it's awesome. Which means he's already, you know, gotten his team. He's just will kind of get some time to develop in the college level. He's already been really dominant over in Europe. Come over to America, develop under the American style more. And now college is different than the NBA, but still develop more here and then make his step over to the NBA. But I think it's really cool. Narcisse even put a statement out yesterday, kind of just talking about the whole situation. And he said, I'm thankful for the LA Clippers' confidence in me. I fully intend to honor my commitment to Auburn University, and I'm looking forward to wearing the Auburn Tigers jersey for the 2026-27 season. So, like we said, Narcisse is locked in with the Tigers. He will be playing for us, no doubt about it. Our season's over. He won't have to worry about the draft next year. He'll go on and head over to the Clippers and start his time in the NBA. Really cool. Concept. I think we'll start seeing this a ton. In fact, I think we'll see it
a lot more.
A lot. Especially with just European guys, yeah, in general. So cool that Auburn was part of this precedent setting thing.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean think that was
caught us all off guard. Yeah. History for sure caught us all really off guard, but at the end of the day, it's cool. He's playing for us and he's gonna play for the Clippers. So I'm not mad about anything.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, if you think about it, I mean, obviously, yes, he was drafted last night, but it's almost like a guarantee. Either I'm assuming now that he was drafted, I guess it's just a 1 year thing, right? So, I mean, he's literally just going to play for Auburn 1 year. Hopefully, we can make a good run. Hopefully, you know, we got a good team to make a run in the March Madness tournament and maybe compete for a title. Who knows? I like our chances better than last year, to be honest with you. Based off what we saw. But yeah, it's really cool to see that, like you're saying, that this is kind of the precedent and Auburn isn't at the forefront of this and kind of in the spotlight at the moment for this, because it's more common from what I read and what I've been told today, especially, it's more common that this happens in the NHL and sometimes the MLB.
Yeah.
In terms, like, it, when you turn a certain age, it's like you're eligible to be drafted if you have the talent and, you know, you have the, you know, I guess the highlights to back it up for people to scout you, if that makes sense. So, because that's what, you know, I said it a minute ago, but I kind of clutched my invisible pearls last night when I saw that name come across my TV. And I'm like, this dude did not work out for anybody. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, what do you mean drafted to the Clippers? But I think it's a good opportunity for, honestly, because now that this is a thing, I feel like Auburn's going to, I'm not going to say pressure, you know what I mean? But they're definitely going to be more spotlight this season because of this, if that makes sense.
I agree.
Because I don't think this is a distraction. I'm not trying to say this is going to be a distraction. Honestly, I think it's a good thing. I think it's good PR, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, what school was he drafted by? Auburn? Where is that? And then someone, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember them, or, you know.
And I think it's so cool, and honestly, I think it's promising to me, and what we're getting with Narcisse, and the fact that an NBA team already wanted to use a draft pick on him. They didn't like you get there's if people don't understand, like, it's different than a lot of other leagues. They were like the NFL has seven drafts or seven rounds, all that stuff. Like MLB has like 20 something. I don't know, it's a ton. NBA has two rounds, right? Mistake me if I'm wrong, but or correct me if I'm wrong. It's just two rounds. So the Clippers are willing to use a draft pick. They only have at least two, maybe even one, because trades and there's so many trades and picks and stuff in that in the NBA. So they are so confident in his ability and his future that they went ahead and used their draft pick because they wanted it. They wanted him. They're like, we got to get this guy early. I know he's going to go play at Auburn, but we need to get on this guy early. That makes me confident in what we're getting with him. Of course, though, on the other side, that is I already hear Bama fans be like, "Well, he's going to NBA." No, he didn't do any of that stuff. He didn't sign a contract. He wasn't even part of the draft process. It quite literally because of his age, he was allowed to be drafted. And that's how that works. So I don't.
Yeah. It's funny because, and I'm not saying all Bama fans are like this, because I know some Bama fans personally who know basketball very well, and I'm not questioning that, what I'm about to say. But most Alabama fans are losing their mind because they're like, see, when it's Bama, it's different. This is a very different situation because Narcisse Ngoy is from overseas. He never played a minute in the NBA. He never signed a contract. He never forewent his college eligibility when people were telling him, hey, I think you should stay another year and develop. And he said, nah, bump that, I'm out. And then was shocked that he didn't make it in the league. And he's like, hey, can I come back? Can I come back and play? Yeah. This is not the same situation. It's not even close. So don't even try to make it that. It's not. So I personally, if you think that's the case, miss me with that, because it's not even kind of close. But on the other hand, I can see where people would think that's, you know, I'm sure there's going to be rival schools being like, you know, like the Leonardo DiCaprio thing, but it's just not the same situation. It's just not. And I can't express that enough. And I want to echo what you said. The fact that the Clippers were willing to spend a draft pick on a guy that they know they're not going to get till next season, not this coming season, next season, they're going to have to wait a minute to, you know, have that guy in their locker room. Says a lot about who we have on the roster. You know what I mean? And I mean, I've watched his highlights. He's very agile for a 7-footer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Wimby is too, the guy that plays for the Spurs, but he's more like, you know, Wimby's more like slender and lean, you know what I mean? And he put on some weight, you know, from year one to year two. If you keep up with the NBA, it's obvious, but he is like built for a 7-footer. Not your average 7-footer. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how he develops at Auburn, like you were saying, with the whole, you know, American, you know, side of basketball, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, in a way, a lot of the guy, like, the big thing about this draft was, I think the first five picks were like all freshmen. You know what I mean? And that's not some uncommon thing. I mean, it's happened in the past, but it hadn't happened recently until now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's really cool to see that. And it's really cool, too, that basically you have a draft pick you know, following his year at Auburn, automatically, you know, in, you know what I mean? And we'll get to, you know, some of the other guys that got picked up last night as well, the undrafted free agents. But before I do, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention AUShirts.com, because that is your place to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You have the Barn Hard shirt. You got the Iron FE shirt. If you know, you know. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, and the Boog hat. We add new styles weekly. We have some other options on there as well. Again, if you are at home or at a tailgate or in the stadium for a football game this coming fall, be sure to tag us if you're wearing your gear from AUShirts.com, whether it be me, Graham, or the Barn, or all of the above. Tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show. We love when people support AUShirts.com, and what's stopping you from checking out AUShirts.com? So get prepared for football season, whether it be for the Baylor game or the home opener against Southern Miss, or if you're just waiting to get tickets for the SEC opener at home under the lights against Florida. What better way to get geared up than go to AUShirts.com and get ready for football season? So, again, that is AUShirts.com if you want to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn.
Also, go to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are, and let's do business with Auburn people everywhere. Basically, if you're an Auburn business owner, or you're a business owner anywhere in the country, but you're a massive Auburn fan, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up and get your business on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're just a consumer, it's a great place to go to find all the things that you need that are also run and owned by Auburn companies and families and stuff like that. So it's a great way to support each other, a great way to support the family. Let's keep growing this index, grow as big as we can. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to check out the index.
Yes, please do that. It's cool to see it. And it again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Whenever we talk about how it's expanding, it's not just one, it's not just two. It's a couple handfuls of businesses that are being added every day. So if you know somebody that is a local business, they have any type of tie to Auburn, please let them know about buyauburn.com and let's add them to the index, because it is the type of place you need your business to be. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, it's what's stopping you from going to buyauburn.com, checking that out. So please do that. Please support. And thank you for being a sponsor of the Barn Social Hour. Graham, as we move on to the back end of the show, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the guys, former Auburn guys now, that got picked up by, you know, when you have the draft, it's similar to the NFL draft. If you keep up with sports, like, you know, we all do, if you're watching this, no duh, you keep up with sports, but you have the, you know, the period of the first round, second round, and then the undrafted free agents, and several Auburn guys and former Auburn guys got picked up by teams. Notably Keyshawn Hall, he got picked up by the Miami Heat, which is huge because they just, if you've been living under a rock, they got Giannis Antetokounmpo in a trade. So,
bro, they paid so much for it, bro. They got rid of like half their team.
Yeah, and they don't have a bench, so he might get an opportunity if he does well in the summer league for them. And what's really cool is Keyshawn Murphy, who, you know, he left, obviously left before the NIT tournament, still sure what happened with that. But I'm happy that he got the opportunity to get picked up by the Washington Wizards. If you remember, if you kept up with social, I don't know if we ever talked about it. I don't think we did. But there was a picture that Keyshawn Hall took of him and Keyshawn Murphy doing a workout for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I would have loved to see one of them go there, because the Timberwolves just made a trade literally this afternoon and traded LaMelo Ball and traded Nas Reed, who – personally, I think that was a really dumb trade. I like Nas Reed a lot, and I know Anthony Edwards did, but we'll see. They got a true point guard and a pure shooter, and that's kind of what they're looking for. So who knows? It'll play out differently for them. But
I think it's clear that the Hornets are trying to rebuild, because getting rid of, like, LaMelo was your franchise player.
As far as I'm concerned, they've been rebuilding since I was in high school.
That's true.
Literally, they're led by Con Knipple, if that tells you anything. Y'all remember that guy from Duke, who, by the way, is killing it right now. Should have won Rookie of the Year. But, other than that, so Keyshawn Hall to the Heat, Keyshawn Murphy to the Washington Wizards, and then former Auburn Tiger, former Michigan Wolverine, and now former Miami Hurricane is staying close to home, if you will. Also going to the Miami Heat. And what's really cool about that, like I said, and what Graham also mentioned, because of the trade for Giannis, their whole bench is like abysmal. It is desolate. It is a
wasteland. He got rid of Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez. So like, I was golly.
A lot of their scoring off the bench has completely disappeared because they're gonna have to pay Bam and Giannis, especially Giannis. He's a superstar in the league, and Bam, you know, he broke the record for points in a game, at least modern day. You know, he broke Kobe Bryant's record, and then I'm still looking for the footage or some type of photo of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. But what do I know? I'm put on the tinfoil hat and say it. Maybe it didn't happen after all. But there's just a photo of him holding up 100 points in the locker room on a sheet of paper back in the day. I think it was in the 60s when that happened. But I think if summer league goes well, I think Keyshawn Hall and Trey Donaldson have an opportunity to really ball out for the Heat, because there's a lot of open spots. This is like it's no guarantee, obviously, because the NBA, nothing's ever guaranteed in the league, but with that bench being absolutely just annihilated because of this trade, there is a lot of opportunity on the table to get some minutes for the Heat. So I think that would be really cool to see if that happens. But as far as Keyshawn Murphy goes, the Wizards are in rebuild mode. They drafted AJ.
They have a chance to be decent this next year.
If they keep AD, I've been seeing things that they might trade AD to free up cap space, but also get more quality, fragile big man. Even though I like AD, I hate he's injury prone all the time, but you know, it is what it is. But
you look at the NBA compared to other leagues, like, you know, your rookies make more of an impact than other leagues, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And so they just signed Trae Young to a big deal. Got the first overall pick. So it'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool to see that kind of fit. And I saw a thing that he will, Keyshawn Murphy will be on the summer league roster officially. Like, that was put out literally a couple hours ago. I saw that while I was out and about today. But yeah, it's really cool to see that. And then kind of outside of Auburn, but more local to Birmingham, Yaxel Lindenberg got drafted by the Warriors 11th overall. I was completely shocked by that because the Warriors, the past couple drafts, have just completely crapped the bed, if we're being completely honest with you. And they needed another big man who honestly could both contribute defensively and offensively. And Yaxel is that guy. And it's really cool to see someone from UAB who, if you don't know his story, he wanted to give up basketball. Because he was literally working in a warehouse, and his mom encouraged him to keep pushing and pursue basketball and keep putting his best foot forward. And he did, you know, got to UAB, did what he did, ended up going to Michigan, as you saw, won a natty last year. I wish we could have gotten him, but it is what it is. I get it. But I was shocked that the Mavericks didn't take him because of Dusty May going to the Mavericks and, you know, that Michigan connection and tie-in. But
that would have been crazy.
It would have been crazy, but I think they did actually get a Michigan guy, but when you actually was, I was shocked about. But anyway, it's cool to see someone from UAB, you know, knowing their story, make it to a team, and now he's playing with Steph Curry. That's unbelievable. And he's not going to just like not be like – he's going to start. Like, he is literally going to be starting. So he's starting with two key pieces of that dynasty run that if you grew up in, you know, the early 2010s, like you saw – potentially one of the best NBA finals rivalries, you know, next to, you know, the Lakers Celtics back in the 80s with the Cavs and the Warriors. So really cool to see that. Really, I, again, if y'all know me and you've watched the show long enough, I'm a basketball freak. I love basketball. And to see some of these connections with Auburn and just the state of Alabama, it's really cool to see that. So I'm really excited and happy for Keyshawn Hall, happy for Keyshawn Murphy, and happy for Trey Donaldson too. But real quick, I have to shout him out. Bo, long story short, today I was at, to backtrack a little bit, I was at an event in Ashland, Alabama today. We played cornhole and played a little bit of golf today. It was like for Radio Alabama, for those that know a little bit about that. But Brad Lawson, Bo, did amazing today and smoked me, absolutely smoked me in cornhole. Absolutely. So shout out to Bo Law for that. He actually challenged the first place guy and said, I want to come for the title, and smoked him too. So he did good today. Proud of Bo And shout out to Bo if you're watching this. I doubt you are, but if you're probably at practice right now, if I had to guess. But shout out to Bo Law for doing that. And it was good to see Brad Law today too, Law Dog. And if you want to see Brad Law and everyone else associated with The Barn, you should subscribe and follow The Barn and check out other shows like this one you're watching now, or check out Brad Law show that he does with Zach Blackerby, Village Vice, also the Top Button podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five. You also have the basketball show with Jacob Hillman. You've got the baseball show with Lindsey Crosby and occasionally Sonny DeSharon, Brad Law as well, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. All great podcasts. Again, we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. So be sure to subscribe, turn on the notification bell, follow us on social media, follow us on any podcast format that you're at. And yeah, other than that, that's all I got today.
That's it.
Cool. Again, shout out to our guys that got drafted. Shout out to Narcisse Ngoy for you know, it kind of silencing the rumors of like, oh, he's not gonna play at Auburn and everything. I'm glad that he put out the statement they did, and the fact that he said like, I'm ready to be an Auburn Tiger, can't wait to get on the plains, you know, basically implying like, I'm ready to be in an Auburn uniform. Ngoy is my boy, can't wait to see that happen. So I'm ready for basketball season. I can't get here soon enough, and neither can football season. So, yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, you have been watching The Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. War damn.